Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've been talking Yankees and we've been talking Giants. And to talk further Giants right now, we welcome in our pal Jonathan Casillas. Of course, you can hear him on the pre- and post-game show right here on the Fan around the Giants games each and every week. Jonathan, we've been talking about the comments last night from the owner, basically saying that he's not making a change with Shane and Dable. What are your thoughts on what John Mara had to say last night?
I think it's good. It's a boost of confidence to the guys that he still believes in them. You know, I don't know if he truly believes that. I hope he does. But time will tell. You know, fellas, you know I'm a week-to-week type of guy. You know what I mean? I'm a week-to-week type of guy. And then I'm an end-of-the-season guy looking at the body of work that was put together. So as of right now, it's not looking good, but for the owner to say he doesn't, you know, he's not giving up on them, I think that's a boost of confidence for them. Maybe they needed some type of reassurance. Maybe that's why he said it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad for the building. And I think he means it, but to what extent, I'm not sure here, Jonathan, because I think the wording is very interesting. He said, you know, quote, I'm not going to make any changes this season, meaning in season, which is smart. You need a little more stability. Then he says, but I don't anticipate making any in the offseason. So, obviously, if things go real, real messy, which they could, the word anticipate kind of gets him off the hook there. Listen, he's hell-bent on changing this circus, the hirings, the firings, the constant cycle of change. Yeah. But I think you hit something really important. I think he wants these two men to be the answers. I don't know if he's fully convinced that they are, myself.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, too. But, you know, it's all about what you do, man. This is a production league, you know, and if, you know, last year was any indication on, you know, where these guys are at right now, you know, it's not looking good. But things can change. Things can turn around, you know, and I'm hopeful for it because it makes my day a lot better. You know, it makes our conversations a lot smoother. I'm a lot happier during the week. So I'm here for it. You know, I'm trying to push out as much positivity as possible. But look, it's not us. It's not you guys. It's not the owner. It's the GM, it's the head coach, and it's the players. You know, they got to prove that they're deserving of what they have. And if not, then things have to change. It's not about if you want it to change or not. It's about what has happened.
Yeah.
And if the things does not get better, things have to change. Because there's no way you make it to the playoff 2 years ago and you stink it up for the next 2 years and things don't change. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's possible.
I agree. Again, we're talking Jonathan Casillas, of course, every week, BT and Sound on the Fan. He's been great. It's awesome to get to know him, and he is outstanding. And listen, you guys hear him. I don't have to tell you how good he is. He's really good. I listened to a lot of the game on Sunday. My daughter had a soccer game, and Carl, during the game, was very raw. So was Bob, in a good way. I thought you guys did a great job post-game. Now, to me, when the owner wants to offer a stamp of support, again, I'm all for it. But following a game as ugly and as weak as that, you got guys checking out of tackles, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was bad.
I was as bad as it gets. So what I would have done if I owned the Giants, I wouldn't have necessarily done it the way he did it. I would have told them behind closed doors, hey, listen, if I see this again, you're both gone. Because the Giants quit this past weekend.
Yeah, man, that was rough. I didn't even see the Banks play until I start watching film the next day. And they told me about it, then I watched it. And I was like, wow, that's really bad. And look, he's a young guy in Banks. I think he has some talent. I think he's underachieved. But look, you can't – there's no coaching for that. There's no skill level that's required for you to give effort. You know, and that play right there, yeah, Jalen Hurts, he's a big quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. But it's your job to get that guy down. It's your job to make that tackle. And this is what I'm seeing, and I talked about in the postgame with Bob Pop about this. It's like some guys are doing their job. Of course, that play, Banks didn't do his job. But you're not seeing guys do their job and more, which you see from other teams, like what you saw from Saquon Barkley, what he gave, right? Listen, Saquon Barkley, I don't think he's known for being a very physical runner. I think he's physical because he's big, but he's not a lower your shoulder into a guy's chest type of guy. But he did on Sunday. That first screen pass he got, or that first pass that he got, it was a check down, actually.
Yep.
On third down, when it was third and 14, it was nothing for the Eagles. He stuck his shoulder right on Dane Belton's shoulder, and he ran through him. And I was like, see, this is what I'm talking about. He's not only running hard, he's running harder than hard. Like, he has a mental And you know, he talked about it's not a revenge game. So what was that then, Saquon? If it's not a revenge game, then what was
that?
Well,
you know it was. He was just saying the right thing because he's a class act.
Right. He's playing with a different type of oomph. And, of course, it's against his older team. Okay, cool. But he did it. And you know what? Other guys do that for that team. That's what you saw from the Philadelphia Eagles. That's why, look, the Eagles didn't have to pass the ball because they were physically dominating the game. The Giants sacked them 5 times out of 19 dropbacks. That is awesome. But when you give up over 200 yards rushing, 176 yards to Saquon Barkley, you don't have to pass the ball. All of the pass rushing statistics that the Giants are showing, they're first in the league in sacks. What does that actually mean when you're 2-5 and you lost all of your games at home? It doesn't really mean anything. Those are just numbers. You're getting physically beat up the ball. You can't run the ball. Guys, they only had 119 yards. They averaged 2.2 yards per play. That is disgusting.
It's gross.
I was so pissed off by that. They got physically dominated.
Yeah, they did.
And look, Dexter Lawrence is amazing. And if you watch him on film, he's still amazing. He's splitting double teams, getting tackles. He's doing everything. He's dominating every team he plays. He's leading the league in sacks. Take Dexter Lawrence away. What is the defense? And that's the scary part about it, guys. I'm most scared about that.
How would you, Jonathan, police what you saw from Deontay Banks?
How would I police it? I would bench him. I would bench him because you can't tolerate that.
Well, even you from a player's perspective as well. Forget about even what Dable should do, but if you're a player, you're a captain, you're a defensive guy, you see that, what are you doing?
Okay, cool. I'll give you an example because it happens, right? Eli Apple, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys remember Eli Apple. So there was a play, right, and the coaches talked about this, and he made sure that everybody on the defense saw it. And they put it up on the big screen so the defensive guy saw it, and everybody was getting in. It was basically a play on special teams where he was the jammer going against the gunner. Fellas, he let the gunner go, and he blew up our returner.
Mm.
And everybody in the room was like, man, that's bull. That's bull stuff. That's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was getting on him. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing to him, right? Eli Apple's locker is like 30 years old. My knee hurts. My shoulder hurts. And I would never, ever quit on the play. I said, bro, if I see that again, I promise you I would try my hardest to get you cut. That's what I told him personally.
Wow. Yes! That's what I'm looking for, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So this is something that it's not, like, it's easy to say, oh, Dable should bench him and this or that, but this is something that's so significant that the player should be policing when you see an effort like that from Deontay Banks, who, by the way, I still think is a good player, and I can't understand why he's had the fall off this year from where he was a year ago.
You know what I think? I think he's looking at the other side of the ball, and I think he's taking business decisions. You know, and look, I've seen it before. You know, I think Eli Apple was a little different. I think he was just a child, basically, playing in the NFL in a man's game that year. I don't think Banks is like that. I just think that, you know, he's making business decisions. It was a little later in the game. The game was a little out of reach, and he was making a business decision. But I don't think that could be the end all for him. You know what I mean? I think Dexter Lawrence, Bobby Okereke, the leaders on the team, can have that conversation like I had with Eli. Maybe a little, you know, less aggressive.
It's good.
We need you, bro.
Yeah.
We can't have stuff like that. You know, and listen, I've been on teams where the defense needed to hold the team to 10 points to win. And that's what it probably takes for the Giants to win. And I told guys that the defense is good enough to do things like that if they don't give up on plays.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't make mental errors, they're good enough to beat a team that has a good offense. We've seen it from the Bengals. We've seen them go up to Seattle and play well. We've seen it from the defense, but they even have to take it up to another level, and hopefully it can carry over to the offense.
So that's former Giant Jonathan Casillas, of course, part of the Giants broadcast team, former captain, played for the Giants, beat Teen Sal's, been with us every week here on the season.
You wonder why he fits in so well. That last answer.
That's awesome.
The you do that he, bleep again.
The difference is he actually had the muscle to back it up. You know? All right, so you talk about business decisions, right, in terms of turning away from tackles. The biggest business decision facing the Giants is when to sit down Jones based on the injury provision. How do they handle that with the injury guaranteed, $25 million?
Good question. This week is rough, man. They're going to go up to Pittsburgh, who, you know, last 2 weeks they scored over 30 points. They scored 31 against your Jets, Tierney, 31 points in a row.
Yeah.
You know, it was a close game earlier.
It
just took real over. Close. You know, and you know, when they have belief, which I believe that they have,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to be a scary team, you know, as the season gets older. You know, this week, man, if T.J. Watt is unblockable, which at times in his career he has been, you know, I think you got to look to consider not getting him hurt, you know, and I think that's just for the longevity of your season. And then also business-wise. Like, Zudu, he's not playing. We didn't play well last week. And the biggest factor for me when I looked at the offense is, like, the other guys didn't play well either. And I felt like they had been playing well this year in terms of the offensive line. Illuminar gave up a sack. John Michael Smith did. Runyon did. Greg Van Roten was getting swam on a lot of run plays. And they just all took a step back. If that happens again this week, like if you do believe in Daniel Jones to finish off this season and he's getting hit early in the game, like, you have to make a move. And that's just me putting my, you know, GM, my coaching cap on. Like, if you're out there getting your quarterback beat up in Pittsburgh, I don't think that's a smart move to keep him in the game.
All right, this is going to be real tight here, Jonathan. We're up against an update coming in a second. Real talk, and you always keep it real, but real, real, extra real talk. I mean, Evan Neal, is he really just this bad where he can't get on the field? Is he that bad?
I don't know, but that's what it's showing. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, he's been playing right tackle, you know, his NFL career, and then, of course, in college he was a left tackle. So why won't you give him a shot at left tackle? You know, Zudu's not really doing it. It's like, give him a shot at left tackle. Let's see what he does. I don't know, man. Like, I think it's a mental thing for him. And mentally, if you can't, you know, live up to what you have been and you've been having that confidence for so long and it's not there, then it physically shows up in your game.
You know, Jonathan, you said you watch film. How does that go? Like, where are you watching film? At your house? Where are you doing? Because we need a little BT and Sal and Jonathan Garcia's film study. I'd love to be able to sit back and watch a game on tape with you and get a former player's perspective of breaking down a film. Where can we make this happen?
We could do it. I would have did it this today. I was talking to Pete last week about coming. I was like, I would love to go, you know, hang with the guys for a little bit. But we can figure it out. One of these Thursdays when, you know, I'm supposed to call in, I'll come into the studio early. I'll stay later, whatever the case is. I just had a couple things to do today.
Okay, no, we want to come to you, Chris, is what we're saying.
Look, I'm at my iPad, guys.
Oh, okay.
NFL replays, NFL Plus, bro.
All right. I'm thinking a little film study here. But either way, I would like to do that. Sit down. And we got two things we got to do. We want a little film study. We can get you in studio to do it or whatever you want to hang. And then we got to go to Rails.
We'll stake it.
Yeah, Frank wants to have us at Rails. You been to Rails, Jonathan?
No. How
have you not been there? Is it
it's in Jersey. He's a big Giant fan. He's like, I love BT and Casillas. You got to come in. So we got to set that up maybe after the season. But we got those things on the docket, Jonathan. So put that on your calendar, all right?
I like it, man. We'll get up. I'll talk to Pete about it. We'll schedule something in the near future. All right, fellas?
Thank you, Jonathan. Good luck to the Giants on Monday. We'll be listening to you. There he is, Jonathan Casillas. Of course, pre and post is a great job. I love that answer.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's tremendous. He's tremendous.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, we'll get together. Yeah, he actually means it. Like, there's no doubt we're going to get together.
Well, don't you think
it would
be fun? Because he's saying, I watched the film. Okay, cool. Like, and we've seen, like, you could see the All 22 and break it down, but to watch it with him, we'll learn from that.
A couple of bottles of wine, maybe a little, you know, do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? See, you, all right. Your eyes are
maybe
insane.
We could do that at Rails.